Yes, sir, and good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Manuel Hellman.
Yes, sir, and you just hold on one moment, let's see who's going to, the honorable Miss Rittenhouse will serve as the lead, so just hold on, sir.
All right.
Mr. Salazar, could you please restate your full name and your ABC number?
Okay, Manuel Hellman, 243502.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing, and this is concerning the four allegations on your warrant.
Okay.
You were notified about this hearing on July 19th. You signed a form that day, do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah, that told that the hearing would be today. On that form is a list of your rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself at this hearing. So which is it today? Did you hire an attorney or we represent yourself?
Represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. So it's just your right. It's optional to have an attorney. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look at the other end of the bench from me, so to your right, my left, is the Honorable Leah Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the center is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. Also with us in the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Westby, who you can see right now. He's with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your hearing, your parole officer in today's hearing. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Salazar and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm, Mr. Salazar?
Yes, I do.
And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Salazar, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision. And then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. Okay, so for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each one of these allegations to you, and I need you to tell me whether they're true or false, sir. So here is the first, we'll start phase one, and here's the first allegation. It's that you were in violation of condition 12D, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer on March 26, 2018, as directed per the conditions of supervision signed on March 9, 2018. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true, okay. Allegation number two is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about March 9, 2018, per the task lab report dated March 22, 2018. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true, okay. Allegation number three is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 9, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated March 22, 2018. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, and then the fourth and the last one is that you were in violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to complete Behavioral System Southwest Residential Treatment Program on or about March 25th, 2018. Mr. Salazar, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. Based on Mr. Salazar's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent, as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Neal. Agreed, Dr. Wright and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Salazar, we'll pass to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important and interesting one to you as determines whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. So before we start into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be back in just a moment to ask you some questions. Okay, sir? Mr. Westby.
On August 7th, 2017, Mr. Salazar was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested May 27th, 2018 by UMPD on new misdemeanor charges of attempted drug paraphernalia violation and false reporting. He was back in U.S. custody July 11, 2018, with an adjusted community supervision ending of June 1, 2019, which reflects 63 of his count days. Current conviction, 2009, armed robbery, 10 and a half years. He has no prior convictions. This is his first term of DOC. CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Naked City Crips criminal street gang. He has no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are moderate, but drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrest, 2007, theft of vehicle, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2007, DUI, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G5E6. We have status of charges from Officer Gonzalez Hernandez, dated Thursday, July 19, 2018, that states on May 27, 2018, defendant was arrested by Yuma Police Department for DOC abstention warrant, misdemeanor for attempted drug paraphernalia, and misdemeanor for false reporting to a law enforcement officer. This officer contacts the Yuma Detention Center in Maine via telephone. Yuma Detention Center in Maine staff say the defender served his time for the misdemeanor false reporting to a law enforcement officer and misdemeanor drug paraphernalia was released to OR. The defender was transported to the ASBC Yuma Dakota Unit July 11, 2018 for the DOC hold.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Salazar, it looks like we have a written summary of your supervision, and it looks like you were released to live with your sister, Ms. Bianca Macias, at 611 South 19th in Yuma. Did you stay there the whole time that you were out?
No.
So, how long did you stay there, or did you? Did you go there, or?
Yeah, I just stayed there by five to six months, because I'll stay from there, like, to my brother. Like, I'm pretty close to my family, so I'll go there, or my aunt's house. So I'll bounce around from there to there, you mean?
Cause right.
I felt like it wasn't something if I stayed one area too long, because integrating back to society was hard for me at the time. I expressed that to Mr. Gonzalez, and so I'll just bounce around a little bit and try to get familiar with my family.
Did you, when you moved to a different residence, did you let your parole officer know that you were moving?
No, I didn't.
Okay, because you're kind of supposed to keep in touch so they know where you are. Okay. And were you working, it looks like here it says you were working at the Omega Restaurant and Bar, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what were you doing there? What do you do?
I was a dishwasher.
Okay, all right. And you were also referred to task, it looks like, and the Community Bridges Program, and you submitted some oral fluid samples for drug testing, and it looks like you were tested positive for cocaine and meth a few times. Have you had a drug problem, sir?
Yes, I expressed that. I have a big drug problem. I was out there doing no criminal stuff other than just drug use.
Of drugs, which is criminal.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that in itself. So what about the Community Bridges program? You were referred to that, but I think there's one of the allegations is you didn't complete it. Well, why didn't you complete the program?
Because the drug usage, and I was just making dumb decisions. That's when I started making dumb decisions, right, to lead down to the path where I'm at now.
How do you feel now?
I feel good now that I'm off drugs. This is a big slap in the hand that I needed, and I feel like, those are doing drugs and the way to go.
Yeah, remember this feeling. It feels good when you don't use drugs, right?
It's awesome. I was just hanging around with the wrong crowd. That's all it was.
Okay, so. Just looking at your criminal history, I mean, you really don't have too much of a criminal history. It's not, you're not a point in your life that you can turn away from that and go down the right road if you make a bad decision for yourself. But you're the only one who can decide that.
So, yes, ma'am. I know.
Okay, sir. So when you this record shows that you absconded for 63 days. Why didn't you stay in touch with your PO?
When I excuse me, what was that again?
Why didn't you stay in touch with your PO? You absconded for 63 days, and they didn't know where you were.
Yeah.
What happened?
I was down the wrong path of just using drugs out of more drugs than I didn't, and I just, I don't know, I had no explanation for that, and other than my life was just going downhill.
Okay, sir. All right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question? Okay, Mr. Salazar, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else that you thought of that you haven't told us? Just don't repeat what you've told us already. Is there anything else?
Okay. No. I pretty much said this is a drug problem. No, that's it. I'm good now.
Would you consider drug treatment for yourself at some point?
Yeah. I already signed up for it in here, and I already know that's the big issue that I have, and I will overcome this. You mean either the end of my sentence or not? I'm overcoming. And so the process is one day at a time, and I already signed up for it in here, and I'm planning to sign up out there too again.
Okay. So are you doing like 12 step in there? NA or AA? Yeah, those are good.
Well, I'm waiting for NA, but I'm already in AA. We got a class today, but
okay.
I'm waiting to read this. So.
Okay, well, AA will help too. It really helps with all of it. Okay, so the board is going to go into discussion. We do all of our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just want you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay?
Okay.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Salazar freely admits that he has a drug problem, and he is starting to do something about it there. And he acknowledges that's a lot of his problem, and I think if he makes the decision to be a good citizen and not get involved in crimes, I think he can do it. But again, it comes up to his own decision making. I'm thinking in his particular case, the best thing for him to do would be to just stay where he is and finish his sentence, and when he's done, he won't have a parole officer to worry about. But I'd listen to any input from fellow Mr. Quinones.
Yes, I agree with you, Ms. Rittenhouse, and it's hard to look past the 63 abscond days, but I will say that he sounds promising.
He really does. He's a very positive person, so I think he'll do well. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information of warrant 2018W0907, a conversation with Mr. Salazar, information provided by Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Salazar was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by continuing to use drugs while he was on community supervision and absconding for 63 days while on supervision. Okay.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Neal agreed, Dr. Wright, and Mr. Neal. Okay, back to you, Mr. Salazar. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but we don't want you to take that as a negative, because I think you've made your mind up where you want to go. And we sure wish you the best, because I think you've got a long life ahead of you and a crime-free one, and we don't want to see you in orange again. Not that we don't like you, but next time we see you, maybe it'll be at Safeway. Let's hope, anyway. So.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, sir. All right, thank you. And would you put the CO3 back on the phone, sir?
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.